Hey, Daddy Sugar, it's Daniel, as always, you know, your favorite guy that loves you, I'm Daddy. I watched your video today, it's pretty lame, dude, you know what I mean, like, you claim that you're here to stop some child trafficking ring while you're trying to cover up you trafficking kids. With your child trafficking friends that both got 30 years in prison. You remember those guys? The ones that are in your book that you defend to this day? Anyway, the ones that are directly connected to the actual child trafficking that was happening at all of the major child trafficking hubs. Right. You're closer to being connected to Epstein every day, David Sugar. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just pointing out the fact that you play victim, and you call everybody else weak, yet the people you're calling weak, like Michael Aquino, are the only ones who could have imbued you with any kind of power. And then you're getting tinglies today because you had a dream about God kicking you out of heaven? Maybe that's your static disconnect from what is truth, the light. You know, God. Anyway, David, I'm doing ayahuasca out here in the rainforest. It's pretty amazing, the things that happen when you tell the truth and you're just a super successful guy and you just have all kinds of money from nowhere, right? Right? You got to quit idolizing Epstein and then quit trying to blame everybody else for being some kind of a part of something you were a part of, David. It's not good. It's not good for your health, not your mental health. And then you spreading such disgusting shit is bad for everybody else's mental health. So you're not helping anyone. You're actually hurting people. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the fact that you're hurting people? That's when you get your little evil smile on your face. Anyway, every time you mention it, trying to view the power of God to destroy your enemies is not going to work for you, considering you claim you were groomed and raised to be the vessel of the Antichrist. Your words, not mine. I just want you to do better. And quit listening to Thomas, dude. That guy's such a fucking retard. Dude, you realize you attack us because Thomas said, oh, well, that'll work. He'll never answer my phone calls either. It pisses me off.